Good morning, everyone. I thought to deal with this topic yesterday would be very painful, and therefore I thought that we'd get through the fast of Yud Zayin B'Tammuz much to our dismay, but that was the halacha we had to fulfill yesterday. And deal with the question today, because this question comes up at this time of the year in Northern Europe. It comes up on the other side of the world, during what I would say December, January, their summer. And that is, when does the fast end, when we're talking about the fast days that we usually call minor fast days? What are the minor fast days? How do you differentiate between minor and major? They're not 24 hours plus, but rather they start in the morning at dawn, and they end what we're going to talk about today. So let's see what the Gemara says. First and foremost, we have to take a step back and see, why do we have to fast at all? This is going to be very important, la halacha. And here's what the Gemara says. The Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida. This is a famous Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Chet, Amud Aleph, going Amud Bet. My Dichtiv, what does the Pasuk say? Komar Hashem Tzvakot, Pasuk in Zechariah. Tzoma Revi'i, the fast of Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. Tzoma Chamishi, the fast of Tisha B'Av. Tzoma Shvi'i, the fast of Gedalia. And Tzom Ha'asiri, Asara B'Tevis. The four fast days surrounding the destruction of the temple, or events that came from it before or after. Yulav Eitz Yudal, Sason L'Simcha. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. If you call it a fast day, how come it's a day of happiness? And if it's a day of happiness, how come it's a fast day? By us, happiness, Sason Simcha, is usually said when? In the davening. On Yantiv, we don't fast. We're not allowed to fast. So how can you have a fast that's Sason Simcha? The Gemara says, well, it really depends. The Gemara says, if you're at a time of terrible tragedy for the Jewish people, what the Gemara calls here Yesh Shmad, then it's Tzom. Namely, if the Jewish people are in a situation where things are terrible, awful, tragic, therefore, you have to fast. And the Gemara goes on to say, Bizman Shiyah Shalom. And if there's peace, we'll define sometime, other time, what's peace and what's Shmad. The Gemara says, Sason L'Simcha. Then the Gemara says, Ein Shalom V'Ein Shmad. Meaning, many things are great, some things are terrible. Then, Ratzu Mitanin, Ratzu Ein Mitanin. If they want to, they fast. And if they don't want to, they don't fast. Which means that if you fast, it's a kiyum. Namely, it's not just not eating, but rather it's called a fast day. You'll say Aneinu. You'll lay in Kriyas HaTorah for a fast day. You'll even say at Mincha Dirshu. But if you don't want to, you don't want to. Suffice it to say that I believe that in our generation, which of the three categories are we in? Are we in Shmad? Are we in Shalom or Ain Shmad V'Ain Shalom? Ain Shmad V'Ain Shalom, Baruch Hashem, 50 years after the reunification of Jerusalem, Baruch Hashem in a Jewish state, many wonderful things happening. On the other hand, assimilation rates are rising. On the other hand, the politicians are not all wonderful. We all know that a president of this country left jail, a chief rabbi's in jail, a prime minister just left jail, and as the saying goes, Odayad Netuyan, there's people right now being investigated as we're sitting here. To say everything's wonderful? No. To say everything's terrible? No. So what situation are we in? We're in a situation of Ein Shmad V'Ein Shalom. The Gemara says, Ratzu Mitanin, Ratzu Ein Mitanin. Not getting into the whole discussion of what does that mean? Who wants to? Who doesn't want to? The halacha is, we fast today, albeit, what did we accept upon ourselves? What's the ratzu? We only accepted the fast from dawn to dusk. And that's it. We are allowed to bathe, basically, and every other thing that comes with a ta'anit. So the Gemara therefore goes on and says, if that's the situation, the Jewish people, you know, made up a law, not made up a law, but basically said, we accepted upon ourselves the fast from dawn to dusk. Ihachi if so, Tisha B'Av Nami. Why not Tisha B'Av? Look at the Pasuk. Does the Pasuk make any sort of distinction between Tisha B'Av and the rest? No, rattles it off. Tzoma Revi, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shvi, Tzoma Asiri. So why is Tisha B'Av different?
Tisha B'Av is starting from the night before.
So that's why the Gemara asks. If all these fast days, you're saying, it's the contingent upon what? The situation of the Jewish people in 2017. And you've come to the conclusion, or the strategist sat in the room and came to the conclusion that today we're in a situation of Ein Shmad ve'Ein Shalom. How come Tisha B'Av is different?
We have a Torah source.
What Torah source? What Torah source? For Tisha B'Av?
Is the Meraglim on Tisha B'Av?
Yes, so.
Well, that was a very bad event. Terrible event.
This is
a okay. It's a remez okay.
Dr. Severe, answer. Bruce, please.
Say this is again, Big Russia, whatever you want to call it, I mean, that's the lineage.
You're absolutely right. The Gemara says that Vatifku Kolaida Balaila Hu, the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Kav Chetim, I'm not mistaken, or Daf Kav Tet, I may be off a Daf. And indeed, the Gemara says that was Tisha B'Av, and God said, you cried for no reason, I'll give you a reason to cry on this night. Very nice. That's a Medrash. It doesn't say in the Torah, and thou shalt not eat on Tisha B'Av. There's only one fast in the Torah. Yom Kippur. In this Pasuk in Zechariah, there's no distinction between Tisha B'Av and the rest. Allah halacha. There is. Tisha B'Av, we have all the five restrictions, including fasting from the night before to the night after. So the Gemara asks, how come Tisha B'Av is different? Amar Rav Papa, shiny Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is different. Why? Ho'il v'huchpelu bo hatzarot. There were so many terrible things that happened on Tisha B'Av, it's different. Even though the Pasuk doesn't make the distinction, we make the distinction. So Harold goes and says, well, I don't understand. I learned the Gemara. The Gemara says, five terrible things happen on Shiva, Sabbat almost rattles them off. How many things happen on Tisha B'Av? You think five? You're right, it's five. Tosfos here works on that question. He gives various answers. The most famous answer is that the word huchpelubo doesn't mean quantity, it means quality. The same tragedy happened twice on Tisha B'Av. First base of Mikdash and second. And we can poke fun into that too, because the first base of Mikdash didn't exactly burn on the ninth. Burned partially on the ninth, mainly on the tenth. Second maybe totally on the ninth. Suffice it to say, gentlemen, to sum up, today, all the fast days are Ratzu Mitanin, Ratzu Ein Mitanin, with the exception of Tisha B'Av. And therefore, all we accepted upon ourselves is not to eat and drink, and only from dawn to dusk. Forget about the dawn part, we're usually sleeping. Let's go to the dusk part. When does the fast end? So the Gemara says in Meseches Tainis, when you have a fast day, it starts from dawn to dusk. There's rules and regulations for a fast day. As you know, we have fast days on the calendar every year. The Meseches Tainis, which means the tractate of fasts, does not deal with mainly those fasts. That's at the tip end. What fast does it deal with? The lack of rain or tragedy in general when there's a mitzvah to fast. So the Gemara says, well, the Beis Din decided they have to make what we call an ad hoc fast day. There's a tragedy right now brewing. And therefore, they decided dawn to. Gemara asks, Amar Rav Chisda, Koy ta'anit shelo shaka ala v'chama, lo shmei tainis. The Gemara in Mesechet Tainis, Daf Yud Ber Amud Aleph, 12a, says, any tainis, any fast day, that you fasted, and you want to make it into a fast day, a proper halachic fast day, with everything that goes with it, aneinu, etc., shelo shaka ala v'chama, lo shmei tainis. In other words, if lo shaka ala v'chama and you already ate, then it's not a fast day. It means you didn't eat. Your problem. You skipped breakfast and lunch. But if you had a fast day that from dawn till shaka chama, you fasted, it's called a fast day. You could say, I fasted yesterday on a fast day. I didn't just prevent myself from eating. Aneinu had came into it, nafkamina, there was a kriya satorah at mincha, etc. What shaka ala v'chama? Literally?
Sunset.
Why do you say sunset, Rabbi Lewis?
That's the literal meaning.
We today say Shkiyat HaChama means sunset. What's Shkiyat HaChama? We no longer see the Chama. Chama is sun. Shaka means?
Set.
Finished. It's set.
It's not dark.
On the other hand, what could you say? It's not that it's not light, but rather it's dark. In other words, when you say the word Shalosh Shaka Ala V'Chama, what does it mean? Machlokes Rishonim, as we can right away say, the Gemara didn't say sunset. Shalosh Shaka Ala V'Chama. The Tosfos in Meseches Tainis, not the Tosfos on the Daf, but called Piskei Tosfos, says Ad Shkiyat HaChama, right side. Va'ochel v'no tzarich lamtin atzeit ha'kochavim. What does Tosfos, Piskei HaTosfos say? What?
No.
Read again.
Ain't
Tzarich
to have a pin.
Shkia, what we call sunset. Rabbi Lewis said sunset. Sunset. You no longer see the sun. Finished. Now, it's a rabbinic fast day. Therefore, you could probably make a case. Shalkala v'chama. The Rambam, when he brings the laws of Tainis, follows the Gemara. First four parakim and Hilchos Tainis deals with the ad hoc fast days, and the last parak, Parakei, all of a sudden deals with our fast days. Comes along the Rambam and says, in the Seches Tainis, Parakei Halacha Zayin, Tisha B'av, Leilo Kiyomu L'chol Davar, Tisha B'av, night to night. Ve'en ochlim ela mibod yom. And you have to stop eating. When? Says the Rambam, Uben Hashmoshet Shelo Asor Kiyom HaKippurim. You have to stop eating when? Before Ben Hashmoshot, before twilight, namely, when do you say on Erev Tisha B'Av you must stop eating? Before Shkia, because the minute Shkia happens, Ben Hashmoshot kicks in. Sunset, twilight, dark. When do you stop eating? At sunset.
When is sunset? Top of the sun or bottom?
Okay, we won't go into it. Let's assume you have your app whenever it says sunset. So let's say a quarter to eight. Quarter to eight, you stop eating. Read the Rambam again. What is the Rambam talking about? Which day of the year? Tisha B'Av. What Yom Kippur? Bruce, are you? What's the story today? Your glasses. Maybe you need glasses? Some people need reading glasses. You know, they wear them like this. They look old. Tisha B'Av. Leilol Kiyomo L'chol Davar. And therefore you have to stop eating by sunset. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. Rav Yechiel Michal Epstein, who wrote the Aruch HaShulchan, the rabbi of Norvadik, end of the 1900s, I think he even got into the 20th century. What a sefer. Aruch HaShulchan says, and I quote, the inyan Tisha B'Av cut off the Ben HaShmoshet Shelo Asur. With regard to Tisha B'Av, he said, you got to go past twilight. You got to wait. You got to basically stop at twilight. And then, on the other side, probably the same thing. When Tisha B'Av is over the next day, you don't stop at Shkia. You wait till it's dark. Goes on the Aruch HaShulchan and says, the Bishari Ataniyos called Ben HaShmoshet Mutar. Therefore, on the rest of the Taniyos, you can stop at Shkia. Ben HaShmoshet is Safik Yom, Safik Laila, Safik Do Rabbanon Lekula. Ben HaShmoshet, meaning Shkia is the end of the fast. So the Piskei HaTosfos and the Diyuk and the Rambam say, Shkiat HaChamam, the Gemara says, Kol Tani Chalo Shakala V'Chala Alav Shmeitanis, it means sunset. On the other side of the page, you'll see the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says, Aval Shkia Tachama Hainu Sofa Shkia, V'Hu Zman Seita Kochaviv. When the Gemara says Shkia Tachama, doesn't mean when the sun is no longer seen, but rather when it's gone. When is it gone? Nacht, night. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, this is on the page, says Mashba de Beshkia Tachama Sagi, V'Hu Hei Milen Kodem Seita Kochavim. And therefore he goes on to say that indeed it's Tzeta Kochavim. The Mordechai in the name of the Rav Yah says, based on a Tosfos called Rabbeinu Elchanan, that everybody quotes, Svarahu lihitanot bechol ta'anit ad Tzeit HaKochavim. So, we have a machlokas Rishonim, when the Gemara says to have a proper fast that you need to have Shaka Alav HaChama. Does it mean sunset or does it mean night? Sunset or night? What? Right, sunset or night. La halacha, the Aruch HaShulchan says, "V'lefize nira la'aniyut ha'ati, the hasomech al rabotenu eile lihitanot rak al ben hashmashot ein maznichin oto." If a person indeed stops the fast at sunset, don't make fun of him. He has what to rely on. But the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Tavkov Samech Bet 562 says, "Kol tanit shelo shaka chalav avachama." So according to the Shulchan Aruch, when do you stop the fast? Night. Night. Right? The Hagos Maimoni says the reason for this is not halachic, but rather we don't know when real sunset is, so we machmir. Very nice. Whatever the reason is, let's just say at this point of the shir. The Gemara says, one second, the Gemara says, you have to have a day where there was something called Shaka Alav HaChama. We don't know what that means. Does it mean sunset or night? Shulchan Aruch Paskins, night. That's what we set up until now. Quite frankly, the question we're going to deal with is not going to be, can we matir from Shkia, or do we have to wait till Tzeta Kochavim? Because what I'm about to present to you is going to be something that this won't help. This just won't help. Yes, Dr. Sevier.
This is rabbinical. Why are they taking a stricter interpretation?
Good question. good question. We're going to deal with that now. We're going to deal with it now. Speka de Rabbanon Lekula, though, doesn't mean that any time there's a machlokes rishonim, you paskin Lekula. If you know what the halacha is, the halacha is the halacha. Speka de Rabbanon Lekula means you have a suffix, first and foremost, in reality. We don't know if it happened or not, so we say Speka de Rabbanon Lekula. That's what you usually do. But when you want to paskin halacha, you paskin based on what you understood. The Gemara says, Lo shakach ala v'chama. We don't know what that means. The Shulchan Aruch says, I agree with the Rosh. I disagree with the Piskei HaTosfos.
In light of that question, if there's any reason that you want to break the fast that are reasonable, where you don't do that in Yom Kippur, or maybe even not Tisha, but do we do that on these three other fasts?
I don't understand the question. If you want to break the fast, what?
They just don't feel well. Or much more lenient.
The halacha is that on Yom Kippur it's Pikuach Nefesh, on all the other fast days there has to be a Chol HaShe'en Bo Sakana. That's on, excuse me, on Tisha B'Av. Chol HaShe'en Bo Sakana means someone that's allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, someone that's sick in bed. He doesn't have to fast on the minor fast days. Tisha B'Av, we say it's like Yom Kippur in many different ways, but we stop it at Chol HaShe'en Bo Sakana too. That's with regard to Tisha B'Av. With regard to the minor fast days, some poskim are even more mekel. They chisel away a little more. They say if you have such a bad headache, you have to lay down or whatever it is. Many aren't. And therefore, you have to judge each case individually. So yes, because it's not only a derabbanon, it's derabbanon minus, ratzum mitanin, ratzum mitanin, you could be more makel. So gentlemen, here we are, and we come to this conclusion that the Shulchan Aruch paskins night. What's the svara behind it? What's the reason? So I can suggest a few reasons. Number one, the Mordechai. The Mordechai, who was killed at Kiddush Hashem, who was his chavrusa? They were both Talmidim of the Maharam from Rutenberg. They were chavrusas. The Mordechai was the chavrusa of someone we just mentioned. I'll give you a hint. He's the one that's machmir. He started his life in the Ashkenazi world. He ended up as a Sephardic rabbi.
Rosh.
The Rosh! We quoted the Rosh. The Rosh said, Atzei dekochavim. So I guess when the Mordechai learned with the Rosh, they agreed on this point, because they both agree. Look on the left side of the page. The Mordechai explains, Shani Uyla Iyulo Yoma Miafuki Yoma. Says the Mordechai in Meseches Tainis, there's a big difference between when the day starts. Well, you could say it could be Mekil, because I'm eating, Beheter. I'm not sure if the fast day began, so I can continue. Versus when you're already fasting, and you're not sure the fast day ended. So he says, we're Machmir at the end. Regarding the beginning, I can start making a whole pilpul. Well, you're allowed to eat until it's night, because we don't know. Safek yom, safek lala, safek derabanan lekula. But once you're not eating, and you want to change the status, you have to say that that's different. Svara number one. Svara number two. Do we have this machlokas anywhere else in Chas? Anywhere else in Chas, you guys remember where the Gemara says, Mishetishka chama, you have to do something? Epis, you got to take a something. What?
Shabbos.
Shabbos, no. Shabbos, according to the Rambam, Shabbos would be correct. You have to light candles a minute before Shkia. According to Rov Rishonim, you have to light candles on Shabbos in just a time that it's not Shkia, but it's Shkia minus a few minutes, because there's a din of Tosefes Shabbos. Same thing on Yom Kippur.
The Gemara described Shabbos with the height of the sun.
Correct. That's when Shabbos begins. But in terms of lighting candles, no. But there is a lighting candles that the Gemara says, Mishetishka Chama. Chanukah. Gemara says, Mishetishka Chama. Achetichle regal minashuk. What machlokas do we have there? Same old story. Shkia or Stei Dekochavim. There we're not talking about the end of the candles, but the beginning. When do you light? So, same old story. Anytime the Gemara says, Mishetishka Chama, we're going to have the same old story. Does it mean Shkia or Tzeit? And guess what? What does the Shulchan Aruch say there?
Yeah.
Tzeit. The Gra disagrees. What does the Shulchan Aruch say here? Tzeit. Very consistent. Rav Yosef Karo, when he sees the word Mishetishka Chama, he's going to say, night. Okay. So two ways to explain it. Way number one is that when you're already fasting, to break the existing situation, wait till it's really night. Or number two, the same old machlok is everywhere. The Shulchan Aruch is consistent. Turn the page, and you'll see a third way of explaining it, and this is what I suggest. Look at the Rambam on the right, and look at the Shulchan Aruch on the left. The Rambam is very elaborate. The Shulchan Aruch is very short. can you tell me, according to the Rambam, what is the reason we should fast? Namely, there's a fast day, what should I be thinking about, says the Rambam, what?
Tshuva.
The Rambam says there are days, Shekol Yisrael mitanin bahem, that all the Jewish people fast on.
He cheated.
Why? Says, look at that. I don't put him here for show. I put him here so you guys could see it. There's no secrets in the world anymore. We're living in a digital age, gentlemen. Gentlemen, says the Rambam, there's days that we all fast. Now, why do we fast on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz and not Tetvav? Because on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, says the Rambam, Bipnei Asharot, Tzarot, She'iru Bahen. There were terrible things that happened on those days, so we picked those days. What's the reason for the fast? Look at the bold letters. Kedei lo'orer ha'levavot v'liftoach darkei ha'tshuva. What is the reason for a fast day? To do tshuva. When you're hungry, when you're starving, I wouldn't say starving, but when you would like to eat and you can't, you start thinking, why am I fasting? A terrible thing happened. A terrible thing happened, says the Rambam. What are you going to start thinking about? We're going to start thinking, why did the Jewish people on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, the walls were breached? Because they were doing averus. We don't know which averus, but they were doing averus. Are we doing averus today? Forget about Yenim. Me, am I doing averus? Yeah, I'm not perfect. There's a Yom Kippur on my calendar this year. What can I fix? Says the Rambam, that's what you should be thinking about when you're hungry on a fast day. Namely, it's not the fast per se, it's to get the tshuva. Very nice. Beautiful Rambam. And the Rambam goes on to say, and if you don't do this, it's terrible. You gotta think about this. So for example, one of the suggestions that the Churban Bayis Sheni was destroyed. Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, the walls were breached on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. Bayit Sheni. Bayit Rishon was? Anyone know? Tes B'Tammuz. So we're now fasting from Bayit Sheni on, because that's our, let's say, most recent Churban. One of the suggested is Sinas Chinam. Maybe I should be more of a lovable person. That's what I should be thinking about when I'm hungry on a fast day. I shouldn't be thinking about what I'm going to eat tonight. And the Rambam says you shouldn't even be thinking about how was the walls breached? How did they get in? What were the Romans doing? What were they drinking? No! Think about how you can fix it. That's the Rambam's fast day. Rav Yosef Karo, a few generations later, comes along, a few centuries later, and says as follows, Shulchan Aruch, Chayavim l'itanot b'tish abav yud zayin b'tamos gimel tishvei l'asara b'teves, why? B'pnei dvayim arim sheru bahem, period. What does he leave out?
Tshuva.
He doesn't bring in the tshuva issue. According to the Shulchan Aruch, what's the reason for the fast day? To mourn. Show solidarity with your past. You show solidarity with your past by eating on a happy day. And you show solidarity with your past by not eating on a sad day. So the Rambam's fast day is to get to tshuva. The Shulchan Aruch's fast day is to get to what? Mourning. Not zecher even. Mamish. Mourning. M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. If this is the case, says the Nachal Eshkol, the Nachal Eshkol is a perush on the Sefer HaEshkol. Comes along the Nachal Eshkol, it's not just a community in Jerusalem, it's actually a perush on the Sefer HaEshkol. The Chachamim ratzu la'asot zecher la'chorban b'taniyot elu. Exactly what you said, namely, we want to do a zecher l'chorban, terrible things happen, so what do? We make a ta'anit, we make a fast day. That's the way we remember things.
Rabbi obviously didn't feel this way.
Why?
Well,
okay, the Gemara says in Meseches Megillah that Rabbi wanted to cancel Tisha B'Av. It's a bachlok as we show him. Tosfos on the Daf, I believe it's Daf Hey in Megillah, says that he meant that he wanted to cancel Tisha B'Av if it was a nitche, not to cancel the whole fast day. Right. It is a machlokas, but it's pretty solid to say that I don't think Rebbe would go against a pasuk in Zechariah and against the whole Gemara. It's pretty solid to say that. In any case, comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, it's to get to mourning, it's to feel bad. According to the Rambam, yes, it's to feel bad in order to fix. Two different models of a fast day. In my humble opinion, this doesn't explain our machlokas. If the whole idea is to get to tshuva, how many hours do you need to get to tshuva? How much time do you need to say, I'm going to try to fix something?
up until midnight.
Sounds reasonable, a few hours. So you know what? Shkiat HaChama, good, I did it, fine. But if you say no, it's a day of mourning. Day. Full day. Then it's a whole day of mourning, dawn to dusk. If the whole idea is not to fast per se, it's not Yom Kippur, it's a day to get to tshuva. It's a means to an end. But once you got there, the Rambam's not naive, oh, you get there in the morning. He's saying take a while, get hungry and hungrier. Have a drink. But if it's not, it's an actual day of mourning, and you have to wait till the whole day finishes. Now this is on every fast day. As I said earlier, the Shulchan Aruch paskens till night, in my opinion, consistent with his point of view on Hanukkah, and consistent with his point of view on what a fast day is all about. What's a fast day all about?
Memory.
It's a day of mourning, so you have to have a full day. According to the Rambam, on the other hand, the Rambam we were medayik from earlier that said only till Shkia, because he only says Ben Hashmoshet is Asur on Tisha B'Av, not on the rest of them. It's about tshuva, so take a few hours, a few good hours, not skip breakfast. Take a few good hours. Think about what happened, why, Sinas Chinam, Gilui Arayot, Shvichus Dabam, Avodah Zarah. I have Jews, unfortunately, I have Jews in my mind for all four sins right now. I'm sure you can picture them. Gilui Arayel, Shvichus Damim, Avodah Zarah. I have him in my mind right now. And Sinas Chinam, ho! Open up the internet. Amazing. Yesterday there was a proclamation made by certain rabbis that said, whoever, God forbid, tries to cajole a couple to sign a prenup agreement is not an Orthodox rabbi. And it was issued on none other than Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. So for sure they weren't doing the Rambam's fast day. That's for sure. So according to the Rambam, it says till Shkia, you have to get to tshuva. Take a few good hours, get to tshuva. According to the Shulchan Aruch, that it's a day of mourning, you have to have the whole day. Now this is all nice. This is the drasha I would give if I was giving a drasha in a normative place like Israel. The fast ended yesterday at 8:07, at 8:12. All right, it's difficult. Summer, very hot. We got through. What happens when the fast ends at 12 midnight in Norway? Helsinki. What do you do? That's an interesting idea. Question is, can you physically? Question number two, not only can you, should you? We started the shir by saying, Ratzu mitanin, Ratzu ein mitanin. What does that mean? If they want to, they should fast. No, they don't. In other words, we're not talking about a din d'oraisa. It's not written in the Torah. We're not even talking about a din d'rabbanan because we're not in a situation of shmat. We're one less. Do they have to? You understand the question? The answer is, if they can, doesn't kill anyone, fine. But quite frankly, it is extremely difficult. The whole day you're not eating. We're getting close to 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock. This is not easy. This is extremely, extremely difficult. Do they have to? So you could say, okay, we can make it by Shkia. Thank you, Rabbi. What's Shkia? Shkia is going to be 11:30 p.m.? You're not helping me much over here. So what do you do in these situations?
And it also starts from you.
Shabbos is probably easier for a very simple reason. We can mekabel Shabbos from Pagah Mincha, so you're already taking it back from 12 o'clock, at least an hour and a half back. Not as easy, get a minyan together at 10:30, but possibility it is. Here we're talking about not eating. First of all, it's a little more dangerous. Second of all, it's a little more uncomfortable, a little. And therefore, what do we do for these situations? So again, this is a reality that, as we always say, is not what the optimal reality. On the other hand, it is the new reality. Now, Jews have lived in Norway in the past. It's not like a new thing. We're not talking about like a question we dealt with conversion. But, let's be honest with each other. Today, Baruch Hashem, Jews can live anywhere. And they live in places where there isn't a very, very strong traditions from generations after generation as to what to do on various things. So here you have a Jew in Stockholm, or a Jew in Oslo, or a Jew in Helsinki. They don't see the fast ending. I mean, it's already 8, and 9, and 10. What do you do? So there's three things you can take out of the vault for these people on the minor fast days. I'm not including Tisha B'Av on this, because the Gemara itself made a distinction. The first is the Sefer HaEshkol. I quoted the Nachal HaEshkol. So the Sefer HaEshkol is a book of one of the Rishonim, and on it is a parish of the Nachal Eshkol. Who's the Nachal Eshkol? The Nachal Eshkol is Rav Tzvi ben Yamin Oyerbach. I don't know if he's related to the Rav Oyerbach that's giving us trouble in Jerusalem, but Av Beitin of Halberstadt, he is the one that wrote the Nachal Eshkol. Listen to the story. Everybody ready for everyone loves stories. Here we go. This is not one of the stories of and they lived happily ever after. Everyone ready? V'zerabot b'shanim sha'alani. A few years I have been asked. Harab de Stockholm. The rabbi in Stockholm asked me. Stockholm, Sweden, Northern Europe. He asked me. Sham she'ochlim b'yudzayin b'tomuz tet v'chetzi sha'a achar chatzot v'od ayom gadol. When do they break the fast in Stockholm? Tet v'chetzi sha'a. What does that mean?
Nine hours
after the fast? That's not what it says. So let's say chatzot. He doesn't mean here the actual chatzot. Let's say he means 12. When did they finish the fast? 9:30. V'od ayom gadol. It's broad daylight outside. We're not even at plaga mincha, to say the least. Not shkia, not tzeit kochavim. In my mind, I have shkia, tzeit kochavim. Two options. They're not even close. 9:30, fast over. Stockholm. How did that happen? So he goes, Famru, Kach Kiblu. What'd they answer him? Good answer. Kach Kiblu. Now don't say they have accepted. How did we start this year? Ratzu mitanin, ratzu ein mitanin. You understand what they said? Ratzu, yes, we're going to fast. Listen to this. V'hishavti b'shaat achor b'mekala meyot acharav baruch shalo charu Yisrael b'kotef b'poni v'tromi ela mitzvon le'ogel sirto v'chor rachog neged ilgul nud bed v'chol mekmot ha'elu achar sha'a v'tet chetzi sha'a achar chatzat yom v'aday layla. Says the Nachal Eshkol, I'll tell you what happened. Historically, when the Jews left Israel after the Chorban Bayit Sheni, they lived in certain places where the fast ends at 9:30. Around then, right? If you take a map of Europe or wherever the Jews went, this is what happened. Im Kain, so too. Therefore, comes the Nachal Eshkol and says, "Kol Yisrael lokim l'itanot yoter mitet umechtzachar chatzot." When the Jews left Israel, they're no longer a situation of shmad. It's not a situation of shalom. It's ain shmad ve'ain shalom. They accepted upon themselves the fast. They happened to be in a place where the fast on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz goes on for 9.5 hours after chatzot. Therefore, that's where it ends. The original people that made us fast in 2017 only accepted until 9.5 hours. It could be. Now, it's true. Where they lived, it was probably either shkia or tzeit. But they never accepted upon themselves to fast more than 9.5 hours after chatzot. And therefore, he says,
they didn't accept more than
7:30
in the evening.
Okay, and listen to this. Kach kiblu alehem v'lo yoter. Because the Gemara itself says, Ratzu mitanin, ratzu ein mitanin. This is what they wanted. And therefore, he's melamed tzchut. He doesn't say, I'm happy with this. But melamed tzchut, namely, I'm going to try to justify it. This is what it is. V'kach papnei Yoshua chelik da'at. L'inyan shemitpalim arvit bayom. V'yesh lomar, dechol de kiblu alechova. Shem reshut litpalel bayom. And if Pnei Yoshua says, take the same model, and let's go to Ma'ariv. Do you have to daven Ma'ariv? That's a trick question. The Gemara says Ma'ariv is Rishut. So if Rishut, and we accept it upon ourselves as a chova, as an obligation, what did we accept? Did we accept the Daven Ma'ariv at Nacht? Did we accept the Daven Ma'ariv at Shkia? Or did we accept the Daven Ma'ariv 2 hours before? Says the Pnei Yoshua, he's living in a place where they daven Ma'ariv way, way, way early. He wasn't the only one. The Truma Sadeshin before, and many others are talking about when they used to daven Ma'ariv in Europe. They never see the sunset. So basically, anytime the Gemara says you accept it upon yourself, or Ratzu mitanin or tzayin mitanin, it's up to the Jewish people. In Stockholm, what did the Jewish people decide? 9.5 hours, 9:30, the fast ends. Broad daylight, that's a fast. Heter number one. Heter number two. Shevet HaLevi. The Shut Shevet HaLevi is dealing with the following question. When you go online today and you book a flight, it's a different experience than once upon a time. Once upon a time, you wanted to book a flight. You went to something called, many of you may remember this, a travel agency. It was an actual place, there was a human being, you went in. I know there still is. But usually us Jews, us frum Jews, we wanted to give Parnassa to the Shomer Shabbos. So we told, let's go to the Shomer Shabbos travel agency. And the Shomer Shabbos travel agency is told, I want to fly on the 11th of July to America from Israel on a day flight. It's cheaper, I heard it's a cheaper flight, I want to do it. And the frum travel agent said back to you, oh, I'm looking at my calendar, the 11th of July happens to be Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. Do you know what that means? If you leave Israel at 10:40 in the morning, and you get to America, let's say, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the fast is way, way over in Israel already, but you got a lot of time that you can break that fast. What, are you crazy? Go a day later. But today, there's no there are travel agencies, but let's be honest with one another, many of us don't do that. We book online. The difference between booking online and booking with a travel agent is that the travel agent talks back to you, and the computer does not. So you can book a flight on the 11th of July, and no one will come up and say, hey, wait a minute! It's a fast day!
Isn't there an app for that?
Not yet, that I know of. So the Shut Shevet Halevi says, here's my situation. I'm going from Israel to America. The day doesn't end. It just continues and continues and continues. Now, usually, what do we paskin? Zmanei atfila, the zmanim on a flight, is based on where you are. So, where I am is, it happens to be that 10:40 started, never ended. It's continued and continued and continued. I'm going from east to west. Tough. But the Shevet Halevi comes and says as follows. What am I going to do about Yud Zayin B'Tammuz? It's a long fast day. Kivan d'tanit stam shechivu eno aroch kolkach v'shiru d'stam tanit b'mekom shu sham u'gzera sh'ov ha'tzibu yecholim la'amod. A regular fast day, when we say ratzu mitanin, ratzu ein mitanin, meant it was a normative fast day that went on for a bunch of hours, and people could do it. Here, it's an abnormal situation. And therefore, he says, ma'she enken la'harich ha'tanit b'od sheva o eser sha'ot ve'lefamim yoter mivichu shala adam. Here we're talking about having a fast that if you regularly have a Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, that's usually about how many hours? 14 hours, 15 hours. Here we're talking about
24.
Perhaps more than 24 hours. They never, ever, ever accepted upon themselves such a thing. Says the Shevet Halevi, very much like the Nachal HaEshkol. Yes. Because these fast days are dependent on Ratzu Mitanin, what did they accept? He doesn't go with the Rabbi of Stockholm and that whole thing of, they accepted 9.5 hours. No, they accepted a normative day. A normative day is 14 hours. They never accepted 25 hours on a Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. And therefore he says, do what they accepted. Namely, you get on the flight at 10:40, don't change your watch, leave it for Israel time. Whenever the fast is over in Israel, 8:07, you can eat. Broad daylight outside. Rav Levi, Rav Vosner, Zechonu Levracha. Posig of the Eda Charedis, not a modern Orthodox rabbi, by a long shot, and he paskins this way. So, again, I wouldn't advise anyone to go on a flight on such a day, get into the Shiloh, but if he happens to, he has to, whatever happened.
So
he has to go to America, his mother's sick.
Flying back from the States to here.
So there, it's better. It's in our advantage. Correct?
So you have to falsify it up.
Right.
So when the plane lands...
Right. We usually paskin, you go by where you are. This is an innovative psak saying, no. You go by the way you are, except for once. What's the once? When it's talui in ratzu mitanin, ratzu ein mitanin. That's it.
So when the plane lands, then you become wherever you went to.
Your feet, you always go by where you are, usually. This is the exception to the rule, that because the fast is contingent on the acceptance of the Jewish people, the Shevet Halevi says, what did they accept? A normative fast day. They never accepted a 25-hour fast day. Nachal HaEshkol said, in Stockholm, they accepted 9.5 hours. Shevet Halevi says, no, we accept until Tzeit HaKochavim, but that's normative, usually. This is not normative.
So when the plane lands...
Where
are you going to?
Do you have to now fast? No. We paskin that on a fast day like this, on a fast day like this, every fast day can have two things. There could be a kiyum not to eat, and there's an iser to eat. On Yom Kippur we say there's a kiyum not to eat, right? And you're not allowed to eat. So if you have to break your fast,
right? There's still a kiyum afterwards not to eat. But on a fast like this, there's only a iser not to eat. Once you ate, you ate. Excuse me. On fast days like this, only a kiyum not to eat. Once you ate, the kiyum's gone. You can't say, now I'm redoing it.
So you can walk around and eat your Hershey bar while everybody else there is still fasting.
If you're not sensitive to human beings, yes, but I'm hopefully you're sensitive to human beings. So you see that because the fast days are talui biratsu, they're contingent upon they want to, Nachal HaEshkol said we wanted 9.5 hours after Chatzot. Shevet HaLevi said we wanted a normative day, not a 25-hour day.
This applies not to Tisha B'Av.
We're not talking about Tisha B'Av right now.
Because these days are either Tshuva or mourning, let's say you have a surgery, you're incontinent, you're going to miss those days. And these days are listed by the month. Is there anyone who would say, you know what?
No.
You didn't do it on that day. When you wake up,
you did do it.
Well, you were unconscious, so you didn't do Tshuva, and
you didn't
mourn. So really,
should you do it within the month, it's
not totally crazy. There is a Rama that says that if someone has to eat on these days, for whatever reason, let's say a mu'uberet or a menika, someone that's expecting or someone that's nursing, then she should try to make it up on a day where she feels better. But that's a crazy chumrah of the Rama.
Well, this is the month.
Many don't say that.
I mean, what? Why is it called it by the month? The fast of the names of the month instead of the day. Is it giving us some hints that...
There is a hint. There's a Minchas Chinuch, who's a parish on the Sefer HaChinuch, that says that according to the Pasuk in Zechariah, you only have to fast once during Tammuz, once during Av, once during Tishrei, beyond Yom Kippur, and once during Teves. The day doesn't make a difference, and therefore we play around with the day. Sometimes Tisha B'Av is pushed off to Sunday. No one says, why? Because we push it off. Why do we push it off? Because there's a Minchas Chinuch. No big deal. You have to fast enough. Some day to commemorate. Therefore, when they come up with the Yom HaAtzma'ut thing of the Hei Iyar, and we play around with the day as well, perhaps you can use the same Minchas to say, hey, you have to say thank you, God, for Medinat Yisrael. Some day during Iyar. Which day? Hey, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav. Well, it doesn't make a difference which day. Some day around there. Mm-hmm. There is a Minchas Chinuch like that.
Yom HaAtzma'ut can never fall on Hei B'Iyar.
Next year it does.
It does?
Yeah, it happens sometimes. It happens. It's amazing. If you want to go on to Wikipedia and see when the Day of Independence is for every single country, 190 countries around the world, have a Day of Independence except for one. Israel, it says. Sometimes this, sometimes this, sometimes that. Baruch Hashem. Beautiful.
England doesn't have a day of independence.
Means but there it says this is the date. Israel has 25 dates. The third heter after the Nachal HaEshkol and the Shevet HaLevi is Rav Nachum Rabinovich. Rav Nachum Rabinovich shall live and be well. I believe he's pushing 90. The Rosh Hashiva of Ma'ale Adumim. Rav Nachum Rabinovich is a Rav in Montreal. He was a Rav in Charleston, South Carolina, before founding the Yeshiva of Ma'ale Adumim. Rav Nachum Rabinovich wrote a responsum called Siach Nachum. Beautiful sefer. Very innovative on certain issues that many Rabbanah didn't accept. This is one of them. And we have to use it sometimes, as I said, when we have situations. What does Rav Nachum Rabinovich say? He has a very interesting tzfarah. What did I say before? I said, on a plane, you always go by where you are. So if you get on a plane at 10:40 and you land at 4 o'clock, you have a 12-hour flight to America, never having to daven once. Beautiful. So if I was in Israel within a certain amount of time of 10:40, I have a chiyuv of mincha. I'm on the plane. I don't. At 4 o'clock, there's plenty of time till shkia. Said Rav Nachum Rabinovich, you're wrong. You're wrong. I don't agree with that. How does he define a plane? Like a midbar. What does the Gemara say about a desert? Says Rav Nachum Rabinovich. Siman Lamed Zayin in the Siach Nachum. Ha'olech mimakom she'osim lemakom she'ein osim. A person's going on the second day yontif from a place where there's no second day yontif to a place that there is. Says the Gemara. Lo yaseh b'yishuv b'pnei ha'machloket. Once he reaches the Jewish community, he can't do malacha because they're not doing malacha. Aval ba'midbar, aval osehu ba'midbar. Well, if he's still in the midbar, what's the midbar here? It doesn't mean desert. It means no Jewish community. Wasteland. You can continue doing malacha. So, case scenario. A guy gets on a plane on the second day yontiv in Chutz Laaretz, but he gets on a plane where?
In Tel Aviv.
No second day yontiv here. He gets on the plane, totally mutter.
gets on the plane. The plane starts going for 12 hours, totally mutter. Lands in New York. He gets off the plane. He's in the airport. Airport's still a midbar, right? It's not a Jewish community. What are we poskin? Don't leave the airport. Use your laptop. Don't leave the airport. The minute you get into a Jewish community, you're violating the Gemara that says, B'yishu b'fnei ha-machloket. So stay in the airport. So, the case of the Gemara wasn't an airport. The case of the Gemara was, you were in a wasteland, and you're walking and walking and walking, and finally you get to a community, and they're celebrating a second day Yontif. It says Rav Nachum Rabinovich, let's apply this not to the curtain flying on the second day Yontif, let's apply it to any plane. Says Rav Nachum Rabinovich, I think very innovatively, but very nice. Kolz man shehu b'matos, dino ki'ilu hu b'midbar. V'yadonu lefi ha'makom sheyatza misham. So if a Jew leaves Israel on the second day Yontif, where they're not celebrating the second day Yontif, when does the second day Yontif chiyuv kick in? When he reaches the yeshuv, while he's on the plane, he's in the midbar. Says Rav Nachum Rabinovich, take the same logic to here. He got on the plane, he's an Israeli. He started fasting Yitzayin B'Tammuz. As long as he's on the plane, he's in the midbar. Therefore, which times does he go by?
Israel.
He's over the Atlantic Ocean. He goes by Israel. If the plane has to make an emergency landing, and they announce the seatbelts have to go on, and you're over a place where it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon, but in Israel the fast is out, you take out your Hershey's bar, you break the fast. Why? You're still in the midbar. Till they land for sure, you're in the midbar. It says Rav Nachum Rabinovich, the following. You have to follow which times? The Israeli times when you're on the plane. Ain't so fake! No doubt. Sheesh li smocha sferazo. Veino chayav la'arich ta'anito she'no elo midirabonon me'ever lazman b'Yisrael. Ho'il v'makom she'yotza misham kvar nigmar atzom. Gam ba'avur ha'nimtza ba'oto sha'a b'matos nigmar atzom. Ve'yafsik et atzom lefi sha'on Yisrael. So, for the gentlemen that are living in extraordinary situations, we will say, general fast day until Tzeit. You want to be Mekel by Shkia, en maznichim oto, says the Aruch HaShulchan. What do you do in places where the fast goes on and on and on? And we're talking about a minor fast day. Says the Nachal Eshkol, they only accepted whatever they accepted. 9:30, it's 9:30. Says the Shevet HaLevi, we never accepted a fast that would go on for 25 hours. Break the fast like Israel. By the way, according to the Shevet HaLevi, I don't know why he even says Israel. Break the fast whenever... Why does he say Israel? It's not Israel per se. It's that a normative fast day goes from dawn to dusk. When is dawn to dusk in Yitzayin B'Tammuz in Israel? Count the hours. Whenever it is, that's when you break your fast. Rav Nachum Rabinovich is a third point of view. He says the plane is a midbar. A midbar, you go by the place you left. Now, if you want to take Rav Nachum Rabinovich's svara a step further, you could say, it's now 12 o'clock, it's now 1:20 in Israel. I'm in a place where it's far beyond before 1:20. It's not mincha time. Should I have a mincha? He would say yes. It's broad daylight outside, it's time for Ma'ariv. I got to have a Ma'ariv. Maybe he would even say all the things you can't do before Mincha, all the things you're not allowed to do before Ma'ariv, you're not allowed to do on the plane. Now, I don't know if he goes that far, and I don't think we're going to go that far. In general, the Psak Halacha is on a plane, you go by where you are. And there's apps today, and there's websites that are able to go ahead and tell you.
Did anyone use that Sfara and do the international day line? Is there any one of the, I know there are like three major shittot?
Yeah, no one used, I don't recall anyone using the Sfara of where you came from, no. It's only when you don't know, namely if you're in a place where you don't know when Shabbos is, you count from the last Shabbos, so then you do 7 days.
Before Shabbat, wherever you left.
Correct. So that's exactly what, usually we say we don't somech on this. It's where you are. You see, it's dark, it's dark. See, it's light, you daven shachris. But this is something to rely on when needed. So as you could see, when you define a halacha, not as a derabbanan, but a derabbanan minus, and the Gemara says, ratzu mitanin, ratzu en mitanin, it's not just a cute drasha. It happens to have halachic significance. And what's the halachic significance? How long does the fast go on for? And we saw that there's three shittos, Nachal HaEshkol, Shev Shut Shevet HaLevi, Rav Nachum Rabinovich, who are mekel based on the fact that it's the Rabbanan minus, each from their own point of view. So again, the normative Psak Halacha is Tzeit, or at least Shkia. We explained it based on either it's the same old Machlokas, or is it a day of tshuva versus a day of mourning? But when needed, you have these three shitas, and perhaps you have to disperse them when needed. Now, just to end this year, I was asked this year about someone that does the opposite, which is much easier. He leaves America at 12 midnight. There's no fast yet. He eats dinner on the plane. Within 2 hours, it's light. He daven shachris. He goes to sleep. He wakes up at 4 o'clock in Israel. He gets off the plane, passport, comes to wherever he is. It's already 6 o'clock. There's 3 hours left of the fast. All in all, if you do a cheshbon with his sleeping hours, the man barely fasted. No one has ever asked me a shayla of, well, do I have to fast till the time in America? Because it's easier, physically. But this is difficult. This is very, very difficult. And therefore, these shaylas were asked. And you have these three things in the vault. Should I encourage someone to go on a plane in Shivas or Batamas and use it? No. But in halacha, we do have a distinction between a davar reshut, a davar mitzvah, and stam. When do we have that distinction? You mentioned a ship. There is a gzeira, chazal, paskin, and shulchan aruch. You're not to go on a ship 3 days before Shabbos. Various different reasons. Why? Then the Gemara says, the davar mitzvah mutter. The Ramah brings it in shulchan aruch, and he has an interesting definition of davar mitzvah. I would think davar mitzvah means he's going to collect money for an institution in Israel, Tzedakah. He's going to visit his parents, Kibbutz Avayim. What does the Ramah say Dvar Mitzvah is?
Going to Israel.
No. Anything of significance. Up to you. We want to go see Europe. What's the big tzorich? But there's a tzorich of some sort, whatever it is. The tzorich allows you to get on the ship even on Friday before Shabbos. You don't have to do 3 days before. I would say same thing here. If a person would say to me, I have to book a flight. Can I book a flight in Yitzayin Betamos and use these three Aterim? I would say, no. If you can push it off a day, push it off. But if he comes to me and says, I have to get to America by Motzei Shivas Sabatamos because I have a meeting. A very important meeting. That's a tzorich. Then, I would take these out of the vault.
Could you pick which one he wants?
What do you mean pick which? They all say around the same. Around the same thing. At the end of the day, they're all saying around the same thing. But quite frankly, I don't encourage people to use heterim for the sake of, let's utilize a heter for the fun of it. But rather, when there's a need, then you go ahead and you say, okay, let's see if there's something we can do to help this person. There is a need. But if the person says, I'm going on a trip to Europe or going on a tiyul, I'm not going to go into the question of, is it nice, appropriate to go on tiyulim during the 3 weeks? But assuming it's okay. We're going to Europe, we're going to see this, we're going to see that. We have to leave on Shivar Sabratamas. Why?
Good raid.
We like Tuesdays. Yes.
Yeah. You got so much cheaper.
Again, good raid, Hefsed Merubah, but the question is, what's the Hefsed? The person, I once had this Shaila, and I said, why do you have to leave that day? And they said to me, because the ticket is $750 on Tuesday, and $780 on Wednesday. Now, I don't know. I know many Jews that are willing to go to restaurants and that $30 difference doesn't kill them. But we're talking about a family of eight. So now you're doing 30 times eight. You got to start thinking to yourself. Quite frankly, I think that we have to go and say there is what we like to, what I like to call the thoroughfare, the regular road that you go on. And then there's side roads you sometimes have to take. The thoroughfare we go on, it's tzeit, maybe shkia, but I say tzeit. The side roads is when needed. And sometimes there are needs, and as you could see, there is what to rely on.